Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
The title of my message today is Battle Ready. Battle Ready. This past Wednesday night, we had a powerful, powerful worship service in here on Wednesday night. And my heart was so full. You ever had to worship the Lord in brokenness? Has anybody ever had to do that before? Maybe you were doing that this morning. Where you just worship the Lord through your brokenness, through your pain. And this past Wednesday night, we were worshiping the Lord, giving Him glory for His faithfulness. He's a God who hears and answers prayer. He's a God who is at work healing our land. And while we were in that worship service, we went into this song that we worship the Lord through. And it's a song by an artist named Phil Wickham. And the song is "The Battle Belongs." Anybody heard that song? You were here Wednesday night. You've heard "The Battle Belongs." The lyrics to that song kind of go like this. I'm not sharing all of them, but just a few. "When all I see is the battle, you see the victory. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you." And the song goes on and on. But when we were playing that song and worshiping through that song, and the more I listened to the lyrics of that, it just reminded me that in my brokenness that, you know what? Everybody has their battles. Everybody has their battles. You may have showed up this morning and you may be in the battle of your life. You may be in a battle right now for your family. You may be in a parenting battle. You may be in a marriage battle, a relationship battle, a work battle. It could be a financial battle. I know some of you that are in battles this morning and you're battling cancer. You're battling disease and sickness. Some of you are battling all kinds of emotional problems. And there's the spiritual battles that we have in our life. You need to realize this morning that life, listen to me, life is a battlefield. Life is a battlefield. We battle temptations. We battle sin. We battle hurts. We battle bitterness. We battle insecurities. We battle fear. We battle discouragement. We battle depression. We battle addictions. We battle shame. We battle sickness in our life. We all have these battles that we face in our life. So the question this morning is, how do we fight and win our battles? How do we fight and win our battles? Psalm 20, if you have your Bibles, you can see in Psalm 20, I'm going to focus there today, that Psalm 20 shows us how to be battle ready. How to be battle ready. Psalm 20 shows us how to fight and win our battles. This Psalm 20 is really a prayer of victory. It's a victorious prayer as God's people prepare to go and battle the enemy. That's the context here of this psalm. And there's a group of people that are in this sanctuary, and they're actually praying over David and his warriors before they go to battle. And just listen to this prayer for victory. "May the Lord answer you," and you being David and his men, these people declare, "may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble, and may the name of the God of Jacob protect you, David, and your men." I can just put that there because the "you" means them. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation and in the name of our God set up banners." Those banners are really flags of victory is what he means. The people mean there's going to be flags of victory. "And may the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven, from with his saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They, the enemy, they collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king, and may he answer us when we call. We see here in Psalm 20 how we fight and win our battles, how we are battle ready. We're battle ready when we acknowledge the war. We're battle ready when we acknowledge the war. The psalmist said in the very first verse, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. You could say in the day of war. How many of you know that there's going to be troubles in this life? Jesus told us that. There's going to be war, and you have to be battle ready, you have to acknowledge the war. You have to acknowledge, don't miss this, please. You have to acknowledge that the day that you trusted in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there was a war declared on you by a real enemy. Satan, who is our real enemy, has declared an intense war against your soul, against your mind, against your life, against your spouse, against your marriage, against your children, and against the church. And we need to acknowledge that the war is real. The war is real. We must acknowledge the war and that Satan is real. Satan, the Word of God tells us, is over an evil and dark kingdom of demonic forces, and they're doing all they can to destroy the work of God in this world. They're doing all they can to destroy the people of God. They're doing all they can to destroy the church. They're doing all they can to see that the people of God, we fail in our mission to live for Christ and to bring glory to Christ. Listen to me this morning, please. I think God's people, instead of acknowledging there's a war and there's an enemy, we ignore the war and we ignore the enemy. And you need to come to grips this morning and acknowledge that there is a real war, that the devil hates you. He hates your family. He hates this church. You need to acknowledge that the devil is out to steal. He's out to kill. He's out to destroy. You need to acknowledge this morning that Satan is always scheming for ways to take you down and to take you out, and sadly, there's been many casualties along the way. We should never ignore the enemy. We should never ignore that we are actually in a war. We should never underestimate our enemy. In fact, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, he says this right here, talking about Satan. He says, in order that Satan might not outwit us, we're to make sure that we are not unaware of his schemes. In other words, you need to know what his schemes are. And what are his schemes? Let me tell you what his schemes are. His schemes are lies. The devil is the father of lies and deceit. He's a slanderer. He's an accuser, as Satan means, and he's also a seducer. He's a tempter. He will go to war, and he will come scheme against you by waving shiny, enticing things in front of you to try to pull you away and lead you away from God. And listen to me, friend. Please hear me. The devil will scheme and attack anyone. He went after Jesus in the wilderness. If he went after Jesus, he'll go after you. No one is exempt from being schemed and attacked by Satan. I don't care if you've been a Christian for one day or if you've been a Christian for 50 days or 50 years, the devil will attack you. The devil knows our weaknesses. He knows the best time to attack. He'll attack you in the low times of life when you've been hurting, when you're broken, when you're beat down. The devil will come and make it worse. He'll intensify it and attack you at the low times of life. And don't think when you're in the high times, he'll come then too, because in the high times, everything's going great and you get your eyes off of Jesus. And next thing you know, you've let your guard down, and then you're open season for the devil to come in and attack you. Do not ignore the enemy. I'm shouting this to you as a warning today. Do not ignore the enemy. Listen to me. He wants to kill you. He wants to hurt you. He hates you. And he would love to destroy you. And you have to acknowledge that Satan is out to destroy everything that God is doing in your life. He would love to destroy your relationship with Jesus. He would love to destroy your testimony. Oh, he would love to destroy the influence of this church. He would love to destroy your marriage, your family. He has one plan, and that is to destroy your walk with God, your work with God, and your witness for God. Acknowledge that you're in a war. And that's why Peter said these words right here. Peter said these words in 1 Peter 5:8. He said, listen, he knew there was a war. Peter knew that the war was real. He said, be self-controlled and be alert. Be self-controlled. Control yourself. And be alert. Keep your eyes open. There's an enemy around you. And Peter said, this enemy that's around you, he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Friend, this is not some kind of fairy tale or myth. I'm telling you, there is a spiritual warfare going on, and the devil wants to take you down and take you out. And you need to be self-controlled, and you need to be alert. There's no bargaining with the devil. There's no making peace talks with the devil. There's no ceasefire with the devil. He's got one job, and that's to take you out. And you need to acknowledge that and be self-controlled and be alert, because he would love to destroy you and your witness. Acknowledge the war, but you also, to be battle ready, you got to access your weapons. You got to be ready to access your weapons. Think about this. King David and his men were about to go into a battle. They were not in the battle yet. They were about to go into battle with an enemy. But I want you to notice what King David and his men did. On the way to the battlefield, they stop off and they use one of their greatest weapons against the enemy. And they go into the sanctuary and they stop off to pray. Say pray. And when they arrive to pray, there's already a prayer service in progress. There's already people of God that's in that sanctuary, and they know David and his men are about to go on the battlefield, and they're already in there praying for David. They're already in there calling out to God on behalf of David and the army. And our weapons to win our battles is going to be prayer. And we see God's people here united in prayer to see the victory over the enemy. In fact, Paul said, listen, when you go into spiritual warfare, you need to put on the armor of God. And part of that armor is prayer. In Ephesians 6:18, it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, here we go again, be alert. Be alert. Don't fall asleep. Be alert. And always keep on praying for all the saints. We win our battles by accessing the weapon of prayer. And prayer is when we call on the name of Jesus and believe that with him all things are possible. As we were singing a while ago, we call on Jesus believing that he is the way maker. He is the light in the darkness. He is the promise keeper. And if you want to see victory over your battles, if you want to win, you have to be willing to go into the throne of grace, the throne room of God, and you got to go in there with other warriors, and you got to fight in prayer. You got to fight for prayer. Fight in prayer when the attacks come, when the troubles come, when the battles come. Like the song says, I fight my battles on my knees, crying out to the powerful name of Jesus and believing for victory. There is power in the name of Jesus. In fact, Jesus said in John 14:13, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Church, listen, please. There is power in the name of Jesus. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we can believe mountains are being moved. There's power in the name of Jesus that when we pray in his name, devils and demons are going to flee. And if you're in a battle this morning, you need to access the power of prayer. Complaining is not going to bring the victory. Prayer will. Listen, fear is not going to bring to victory, but prayer will. Listen, having a pity party is not going to bring to victory, but prayer will. Blaming other people is not going to bring to victory, but prayer will. To win the battle and see the victory, we have to cry out to Jesus in prayer. Prayer is your weapon. And not only is prayer a weapon, but you also need to access another weapon, the weapon of praise. In verse 5 of Psalm 20, the people there that were praying, they said, "We will shout for joy when you are victorious, and we will lift up our banners in the name of our God." You know what they were doing? They were praising their way right into the battle. They were praising their way on to victory. And sometimes in your battle, in your brokenness, you have to praise your way right on to victory. Like the song says, with my hands lifted high, that's how I fight my battles. We lift our hands, we lift our voices to God, and we praise Him. Praise is powerful. We lift our hands and voices praising God that He's greater than anything that we're walking through in our life. He's greater than any battle in our life. And these people were praising God, and I want you to notice this. They were praising God before the battle ever even started. And we have to praise the Lord for the victory before we ever engage in the battle. You may not be in a battle right now, but just hang on, it's coming. But go ahead and start praising the Lord. Praise the Lord before the battle, in the battle, and after the battle. And we can do that because we know Jesus is our victorious warrior. He's greater than any battles that we will ever encounter in this life. He's greater than Satan and all the powers of hell and darkness. God's word says that we are victorious overcomers because greater is He, Jesus, that's in us than he, Satan, who's of this world. Aren't you thankful today? Jesus is greater. Jesus is greater. Hallelujah. We praise Jesus because the battle is not ours to fight. The Lord is fighting your battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. Somebody needs to be encouraged this morning. The Lord is fighting for you. The Lord is fighting for you. The Lord is protecting you. The Lord is helping you. The Lord is strengthening you. The Lord is making your plan succeed. The Lord is right now, He is in the works of giving you the victory. And instead of worrying, we need to worship. And instead of falling to pieces, we just need to keep praising God. We need to praise the Lord in the chaos, in the conflict, and all the crisis that we go through. We can win our battles when we keep praising the Lord. And friend, I'm telling you right now, how many of you have had to do that before? Just keep praising your way, right on through the brokenness, right on through the battles. Well, about 7 of you in here has been through some battles. The rest of you live in la-la land. I heard somebody say today, if you're alive, raise your hand. And about 4 of them raised their hand. And then, what do you do with the rest of the people that don't raise their hand? What do you do with that? Exactly. Pray for them. I'm telling you right now, friend, you will have to praise your way through some battles. And praise is your weapon. And you also need to access the weapon of promise. In verses 6 and 7, the people said, "Now this I know." I love that right there. "Now this I know." They said, "Now this I know. The Lord gives the victory." Listen, this I know. Not I hope so or not I think so. Let me tell you, I'm standing here today and I'm praying and I'm praising and I'm standing on the promises of God that this I know. The Lord gives the victory because, listen, some of them are going to trust in chariots and some are going to trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were praying and they were praising and they were standing on the promises of God. They had a confident faith in the Lord that He was going to bring them the victory. 1 John 5, verses 4 through 5 says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." They were standing on the word. This I know. King David and his men trusted in the Lord and trusted in his promises. And we need to do the same thing. If you're in a battle this morning, you need to say, this I know. This I know that my Lord is the one who gives the victory. This I know that I'm victorious because the Lord is on my side. This I know I'm victorious because, you know what? I belong to God. And if he is for me, nothing can be against me. This I know I'm victorious because I'm trusting in the name of the Lord our God. We are victorious over the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. This I know, that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. This I know, he will never leave me nor forsake me. He is always by me. This I know, I'm standing on the promises of God. This I know, that he works all things out, God, for the glory of God. And we can trust in the Lord and his promises for victory. And I love what it says here, because it says that as they trusted and stood on the promises of God, that the enemy fell. The enemy was brought to their knees, and the Bible says that they collapsed. In other words, the enemy, listen to me, friend. If you take stand in the promises of God and keep praying and keep praising, the enemy is going to collapse. The enemy is going to bow down. And you can trust that every enemy of Christ is going to bow. Every mocker is going to bow. Every scoffer is going to bow. Every atheist is going to bow. Every agnostic is going to bow. Every enemy to Christ is going to bow and confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. They're going to bow. Hallelujah to the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. We access our weapon of promise. And then finally, we access the weapon of position. You ask these guys up here that have been in training, and many of them been in combat, they'll tell you how vital your position is in wartime. And it says in verse 8 here that the enemy will fall or collapse, but God's people will rise and stand upright, or some translations say stand firm. Ephesians chapter 6, when Paul said about to put on the whole armor of God, he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. When we win our battles, it's when we hold our position. And your position is not to be asleep. Your position is not to be schemed. Your position is to stand. Your position is to stand and resist the enemy. Put on the full armor of God and stand. We stand. We fight our battles. We stand and hold our position. We stand firm in the Lord. We stand firm in our personal battles. We stand firm for our family. We stand firm for your marriage. Stand firm for your children. Stand firm for Christ. Stand firm for the church. Because when you stand firm in the Lord, he turns those battles into blessings. He takes what the enemy meant for evil, and he can turn it into good. He takes those things in our life and works all things for the good, according to his purpose, to those that love him. Aren't you thankful we can stand in the strength that Jesus gives us? Stand firm and see the Lord Jesus give you the victory over whatever battle. Stand. Would you do me a favor and just say stand? And when you stand and hold your position. And when you've stood, keep standing, as the Bible says. You don't just stand one time. You stand here and you resist the enemy. And let me tell you walk a few weeks and you go down the road a little while and he's there again, setting up an ambush and ready to attack again. And you got to be ready to stand again. And then you're walking away and going another direction. You got to be willing to stand again. Hold your position and stand. He's a liar. He's scheming. He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to pull you away from God. He wants to destroy you. So you got to stand. And stand for what's right. Stand for the Word of God. And if you're not standing in the Word, get in the Word of God and live according to the Word and submit yourself to God's Word so you can stand on the Word of God. Jesus, help us, God. And when you stand, what happens is you acknowledge the war and you access the weapons and then you attain the win. Verse 8 says that they rose up and they stood upright in victory. I got some good news for you this morning, friend. Listen, I've had to remind myself of this over and over and over and over. We win, we win, we win, we win, we win, we win, we win. Come on, keep standing, we win. Are we going to have battles in this life? Yes, we are, but guess what? We win. Hold on to Jesus. Hold your position. We win. We can trust in Jesus. We're going to see the victory. And the Bible says, thanks be to God that through Jesus Christ for the victory we have. God will fight your battles. God will give you the victory. And to be honest with you, we're not fighting for victory. We are already fighting from victory because Jesus already won it on the cross and through his resurrection. Hallelujah. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. All I got to do is just keep standing. I'm just holding my position, praying and praising him. Pastor Kevin, if you guys will come, please, brother. Keep standing so you can attain the win. I don't know what the win looks like for you. I know last night when I was in my prayer time and praise time, the win wasn't pretty for me last night. But I could just feel I could feel some peace coming in my heart that God's got you, son. And God's going to work things out. And you may be here this morning and you don't see the win, you don't see it happening. But if you just keep praying, using your weapons, keep praising, keep standing on the promises of God, keep holding your position. Friend, you're going to win. And everything that we're going through in this world right now, it is all temporary. And you're never going to win if you don't have Jesus in your life. You're never going to gain a victory without Jesus. In fact, without Jesus, you know what you gain? It's not victory. You gain a real hell. Being eternally separated from God forever. But with Jesus, you gain victory. Because you gain a heavenly home. I wonder if there's anybody here this morning. And you're in a battle. Do you know somebody that's in a battle? Fighting for their life. Man, I know some of you here right now are fighting for your life physically. Pain has taken over your life. Sickness has taken over your life. Fighting addictions. Some of you are fighting anger. Fighting depression. Some of you are fighting for your family right now, fighting for a job, fighting sin. What you're really fighting against is a real enemy. And I would just say, can you decide today? Can you make a decision? Can you make a choice today that the battle belongs to the Lord? Lord, I've had to give you my battle. I gave you my battles last night, God. And my prayer is, God, that people in here today would just give their battles to you, and there would be people in here today that would see victory. They would attain the win in their life, whatever it may be, God. And I pray they would just access all weapons, praise, prayer. God, I pray they'll stand on your promises. And they'll hold position. They'll stand firm. Stand upright. Stand upright. And be alert. And I pray, God, that you'll bring that victory right now, God. Would you all do me a favor right now? Would you stand in here very reverently? Very reverently stand. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes? Nobody looking around. Nobody looking around. Please don't check out. Please don't leave. You're in a real war. You're in a real war. You're in a real battle. And the devil is trying to take you down. He's trying to take you out. greater is he that's in you than he that's of this world. Jesus is greater than the war. He's greater than the battle. There's victory in Jesus. You can overcome. You are victorious through Christ. But in the battle, you got to pray your way through. You got to praise your way through. You got to hold on to the promises of God. You got to stand and hold your position. So if you're here this morning, nobody looking around right now, and you're in a battle right now. You're in a battle right now. You're fighting on the inside. It's a spiritual warfare, and you need victory. I want you to just lift your hand real high. Say, that's me. That's me. That's me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You can put your hands down. You can put your hands down. And what I want you to do, anybody right now, anybody and everybody that can, if you will, just step out right here and come to this altar and join me. Join me in my battles. Would you join me right here at this altar with my own battles, with your battles? Would you bring it to the altar right now? Maybe if you want to just come, I want you to stand upright. I want you to stand upright. I want you to lift your hands up to the Lord when you come. I want you to do that. Come on, friend. We're going to access our weapons right now, and we're going to believe God to do miracles. We're going to believe God to do miracles. If we have prayer warriors in this place right now, I'm asking you to come. I'm asking you to come. I'm asking you to come, and we're going to declare praises. I want you to praise your way through. I want you to pray your way through, and I want you to declare victory right now. The enemy is not going to win. You're going to see the victory. Come on, let's pray right now.